cloud. Everybody
There we
should have got
go.
a little thing saying we're recording now.
Okay,
Perfect.
I'll go ahead and call the personnel committee meeting to order for September 11th, 2024. So we do a roll call.
Great. Absolutely.
Okay, Loretta Broomfield,
Here.
Frank Buckingham, Tim Dykstra,
Here.
Matt, is it Grider?
Writer, yes, I'm here.
Matt Grider, Jill Trevino.
Yep, here.
Christy Walker here. All right. No public comment that I know of. Is there
Correct.
anything, Jill, that you
Nope.
know of?
No
Okay.
public comment.
Okay. So then we'll move on to the approval of minutes from June 12th, 2024. Do we make a motion, Jill?
Yes, we do have to approve our minutes.
Okay. Would someone make a motion to approve the minutes, please?
So moved. This is
Second.
Loretta.
Okay. Second.
Oh, I think did somebody
Loretta
say?
did the first. Loretta did the
Okay.
first one. Did anybody do the second one?
I'll second. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay,
Okay.
and then we're
Loretta
gonna
Broomfield.
do roll call. Okay, go ahead.
I was ahead of you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Kim Dykstra.
Yes.
Matt Grider.
Yes.
Christy Walker. Yes.
Okay, awesome.
And then unfinished business. I believe that's where you come in, Jill.
Absolutely. So unfinished business, our first topic is delivery coordinator salary grade update. So when we had the discussion of going over the operation job descriptions at our last meeting, we had discussed that there would be no salary changes. It was just simply revising the job descriptions. However, what had happened is the delivery coordinator actually supervises employees, and they were supervising employees that were making more money than they were making. So that was not taken into consideration when we originally decided there would be no increase. So we sent it out to HR Source for benchmarking, and they have decided that it will go from a pay grade 4 to a pay grade 5, and that was primarily based on those supervisory duties. And just in transparency, you will see two employees that currently hold this position on the staff report at our next board meeting. One will have a 53 cent an hour increase, and one will have a 90 cent an hour increase. So that way you all are aware when it does come up at our board meeting. And that's all I have for unfinished. Does anybody
We
have
don't
any
need to do anything
questions?
with that.
Anybody have any questions for me? I guess that would be the
No, but what made you guys catch that?
Actually, in all transparency, one of the individuals that held the position was like, well, no, wait a second here. I could actually be better off by doing the job than by actually supervising. And he, that person was absolutely correct.
Well,
So,
good for them. Good for them. Okay.
absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're glad people feel comfortable in bringing these items to our attention.
Yes.
Yep. So, I guess we can move to the next section, Christy.
Yes. New business.
New business. So new business, what you've seen attached here in your 20 some pages are the share and the CMC job descriptions. So to give you all a little bit of a background history, we last evaluated these jobs in 2022, and when we had job descriptions as cataloger 1, cataloger 2, and cataloger 3 job titles. So this was not enough clarification to ensure the accuracy of the job description. It was just too generic. People didn't understand, well, what does a 2 do? What does a 1 do? What does a 3 do? So the progression levels just were not easily understood by our employees. And secondly, the reason we looked at this is we have two areas of cataloging. We have one within Share and one with our cataloging maintenance center, which you all probably know best as CMC. And while we thought we could merge the two job descriptions together for SHARE and CMC within those 1, 2, and 3 categories. They do similar cataloging work, but it is different in nature on how they do cataloging. So they do different levels of cataloging. So it really was very confusing when an employee received like this catalog or one job description that had SHARE stuff on it. If they were in CMC or if they were in SHARE, it had CMC stuff on it. So they didn't really understand what that was all about. So that's why in the titles that you've received today, we've just kind of further clarified that we have a training supervisor, we have a training person, a cataloger one, a cataloger training, a cataloger supervisor. And then also we have cataloging assistants. We don't currently have anyone in the cataloging assistants positions, but we just like it there for somebody who's beginning and learning cataloging. It's a nice progression to move to cataloger, maybe once they get their degree and so forth. So this really is going to help us with understanding the progression of what do all these specific titles do. I think it further clarifies that. So does anybody have any questions for me on the actual job descriptions?
I don't.
Hearing none?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Again, with transparency, I just want to reiterate for those CMC and SHARE jobs, on the staff report, you're going to see promotions for catalogers, one to move to a CMC training cataloger, and then a cataloger to move to a cataloging supervisor. Those increases relate to an annual increase of $2,819.98 for each position. That is within the budget for the SHARE budget. So we're good there. We don't have to worry about exceeding any budgets. But I also want to clarify that, yes, these employees have received an annual increase and then they were placed into the proper pay grade scale based on their position. So regardless of that annual increase, they will never make more than what is designated for their pay grade. So I just want to make sure that that's really clear. I know there's been some confusion of that in the past. So there's no extra increase because they got an annual. You know, if somebody got, you know, if it was $15 an hour, they got a 15 cent increase and the job was at, you know, $15.25, they're never going to get more than that $15.25. So I just want to make sure that that is clarified and that I answer any questions.
Got it.
So does anybody have any questions for me on any of that? Hopefully I've been able to explain it to you. We'll just move forward.
Okay, if there's no questions, we can move on to public comment.
No public comment.
Why is it on there twice? Why is it on there after roll call and after new business?
You know, that's a great question. It's always been that way. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe that gives time if something does in fact come in. I don't know, okay, to be honest with you.
Okay, just asking. any announcements?
I do have some announcements. So
okay.
I hope everybody is really excited because it's time for employee handbook changes and laws. And
I thought that was really exciting. That's not exciting.
It is exciting. Come on.
Jill's excited.
I am.
Clearly.
I've got a lot of work to do. As always, Illinois always has a lot of employment law changes. So we need to just incorporate these into the handbook. So hopefully at our next meeting, I will be able to give you a set of updates and revisions. We usually do this in two parts, not to make our meeting extremely long. So we'll just give it to you in two sections before it goes to the final round of the board approval.
Okay.
So that's my announcement.
It's so exciting. You're right. Wow.
You'll be learning employment law. What is not exciting about that?
Okay. So funny.
Maybe just to me. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm excited about things you would think were stupid. So it's okay. I'm glad. It's good to have enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
Was that your only announcement?
That is my only announcement, unless anybody else has any announcements.
I got nothing.
Okay.
All right. So to adjourn, do we make a motion or do we just say that's it?
You say we're adjourned and we're adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Woohoo.
Stop the recording.
3:12. Wonderful.
Hey, Kimberly, we did not do as good as.